Hi there. This is the second episode of Meet the Speakers, and today we've got Jason Sweat as our special guest. Jason, I got three questions for you. And the first one is, how did you get into programming, and specifically, why did you choose PHP?
All right. Well, programming, I started back ages ago. My father was the first teacher in the school district to get an Apple II computer in his classroom. He actually had a candy machine in his classroom, and he used the proceeds from that to buy half of that $2,000 personal computer with 8K of memory. As a consequence, he got to bring it home over the summer, and I got to start hacking and play around with that, and never lost my interest in computers since then.
Well, that's cool. And how did you end up with PHP?
Well, I started doing a bit of web development using ASP for work. And then I, at the time, was running a partnership, which was like an investing club, and wanted to be able to display the accounting information for all of the partners, including graphs of our assets over time and so forth, and didn't want to pay for an Windows license for an IIS server, and my Unix administrator pointed me in the direction of LAMP, and I actually started out not with the M part. I used Sybase because it was a easy transition over from Microsoft SQL Server, but that was the start there, and has never ended since.
Interesting, interesting. Now, you'll be with us at Tech 10, and you'll be doing two sessions. And why don't you talk a little about either one of them, doesn't matter, whichever one you want people to know about.
Okay, well, I've given the design patterns talk in the past, so I'll skip that and go to the new talk, which is Agile in a Waterfall World. And this talk, I'm really excited to put it together. It's not necessarily going to be the answers, but I want to share my experiences with trying to bring agile technologies into larger corporate environments where waterfall-type practices are predominant. So there's been successes and failures, and I just wanted to discuss those and maybe even provoke the audience into sharing some of their experiences and making it a community session.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I love it when the sessions get interactive as opposed to, you know, just the speaker up there reading his PowerPoints, which is usually what I'm doing. You know, I'm up there reading my PowerPoints. Anyhow.
Everybody needs to have a strength.
Yeah, that's just not one you can market. Finally, you and I share a unique experience. We were both on last year's CodeWorks tour, which was interesting, to say the least. I think you were on the first three sessions.
Yes, I did. I participated on the first half of that marathon.
Now, that took you through Dallas, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, see, now Dallas was my favorite because, you had the Dallas PHP user group, which was great, but the facility was just so unique, you know, and the little after party afterwards where you end up partying in an airport terminal, that was fun. What was your favorite memory of CodeWorks last year?
Oh, favorite memory. It's tough. It was quite an interesting experience. One thing, when Marco announced it at Tech last year, I thought he was crazy. And
as we all did.
Experience, I'm not sure that I've changed that opinion. But it was probably just that normally you get to, of course, as a speaker, you're generally familiar with most of the other speakers, and it's a chance to renew those friendships. But you also get to meet, interesting people from among the attendees. And the way we bounced from city to city, that you got that fresh mix of a crowd every other night. So that was kind of an interesting experience as well.
It was, and I'll have to admit, all kidding and ribbing aside, getting to spend, you know, 7 days on the road with Derek Reitens and Scott McVicker. You know, that was just awesome. I mean, I gained a whole new respect for those guys, and I gained a lot of respect for Elizabeth for putting up with us for the tour. So, you know,
certainly.
You know, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you at Tech, and the rest of you who are listening, if you've not got your tickets for Tech, we've still got some available. I urge you to visit tek.phparch.com. Go out there, grab your tickets, and join us in Chicago.
Thanks. Great talking to you, Cal.